The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on!
Yeah, I've only been here a year, you know, so I think it is an organizational problem that we need to fix. You can't keep recycling coaches and expect, you know, to sustain a winning culture. It's hard, but we're going to get it right. And we're going to get it right with this search. I can guarantee you that.
Well, Brandon Stokely in for Stank, who's off today. George Payton was very decisive in moving on quickly from Vic Fangio. I don't even know if he had time to brush his teeth yesterday morning before the announcement came out that Vic had been fired. All right, so Vic's gone. Right move was made. High marks for George Payton for doing what had to be done and what was necessary. Now, as you have gotten a chance to watch George Payton for a year or so, do you get a sense of what he's looking for in a head coach?
Well, it sounds like leadership is his big thing. And just also, it sounds like he wants someone to come in there and re-energize the building. And he realizes that it's, you know, you can't keep going down this road. You can't keep recycling coaches. So I think we got the right guy to find our coach, you know. And I like his draft class last year. Obviously, he's got to figure out the quarterback thing. But I'm excited about George Payton and the future and the prospects here and him finding the next coach and, you know, building this thing up and being the guy that's kind of, you know, in charge of this football operations moving forward. I like what I've seen so far from George Payton. I think it's hard to knock him. How do you feel?
He gets a chance now to play GM.
Yes.
And why would anybody who's waited this long to get an opportunity, once you get the opportunity, what are the two things that NFL general managers enjoy the most about being NFL general managers? Getting to name their own coach and getting to find their quarterback. That's how they're defined. And that's why I think he had a very impressive first year dealing with all the dysfunction. I liked his draft. I liked his personnel moves. But now it goes up a level.
Game on.
Now it goes up a level, Stoke, because now it's all about finding the coach, finding the quarterback. That's how general managers are defined. It's what led to an excellent first half of John Elway's tenure as a GM, and it's what ultimately led to his dismissal because he was so bad on the second end, because he couldn't master the coach-quarterback tandem. Now it's George Payton's try.
And I'll give him
and
credit.
We'll see what he does.
I'll give him credit. He gave Vic every opportunity
sure
to save his job. A lot of GMs in George Payton's situation wouldn't have given Vic as much as he did. And so he gave Vic every opportunity to save his job, and in the end, he just couldn't do it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I understand the criticism. We felt like we could get the run. We felt like the personnel grouping that they had out there, they weren't in the goal line defense. We felt like we had a plenty good enough, you know, play call for that. And they took away the advantage look, and it just didn't go down for us tonight.
Brandon Staley,
you blew it!
What are you doing? You were in a situation. Watching that game, I don't know how you felt. Watching that game, it felt at that moment the Raiders were prepared to play for the tie.
Yes.
They were prepared.
Yes.
They were prepared to run the ball one more time, you know, into the line of scrimmage, let the clock run out, both teams go to the playoffs. Instead, the Chargers inexplicably call timeout. Why? I mean, even if you somehow stop the Raiders and you get the and they punt and you get the ball back at your 10,
well,
you're not going to go for it. You're going to settle for the tie.
Sure.
So
What was Staley doing?
How do you defend that?
Well, you're just not quite sure what the other coach is going to do. It's easy for us to say, well, it looks like they're going to run it again on third down. Well, we saw the Raiders throw it on the Broncos when it looked like they were going to run the ball there at the end of the football game and throw it to the tight end over the top for the first down to ice the game. So, you know, you want to make sure you have the right personnel group and you have the right call out there. And they ran it again. They still ran it. It's like, go out there and stop it. The Chargers in the end, they had an awful run defense, and it showed itself in that third down play where all they needed was a stop. But it looked like they were going to run it right in the line. You just got to stop it, Mike. And that's what they did. If you stop it, what do the Raiders do? If you don't give up a 10, 11-yard run, they're going to punt. They're going to let it run. Or that was or
that was
the end of the game.
That would have been the end of the game.
All you had to do was stop the guy at the line of scrimmage, not give him 10 or 11 yards. You're going to the playoffs. Unbelievable.
That, coupled with his inexplicable decision to go for it on fourth down from, like, his own, what, 15-yard line
it
or something like that?
It wasn't fourth and a half a yard. It's like fourth and almost two.
Dumb.
And just run it straight in the middle.
Listen, I get analytics play a role, but if you are defined by analytics and you are just led around by your nose by analytics.
That shine wore off quick this year, Mike.
Yep. All right. AFC playoff picture. Ultimately, when it's all said and done, who's representing the AFC in the Super Bowl? Who you got?
In the AFC?
Yep.
Wow. It's, I'm going to go Bills.
Showtime.
I'm going to go Bills. there's something about the Chiefs this year. I think they don't take that step forward. I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah, I think it's Buffalo or Kansas City. I totally discount Tennessee. I totally discount Cincinnati. Yeah, it's Buffalo or Kansas City. Where would that game be played? It would be played at Arrowhead?
Yes.
Hold on. Benny's saying it would be
Kansas City's 2 seed, Buffalo's 3 seed.
Yeah. So it'd be KC. I'd have to go with Kansas City at Arrowhead.
I'm taking Buffalo. I'm just not a believer in KC, but
I'm not a believer in them either, but I think
that
they
how funny is that? We're just and I'm kind of with you. We're both dismissing the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry's going to be back.
I know.
Why?
They don't have the look to me.
Me either.
They just don't have the look.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
I don't get it. They're the number one seed.
I know. One of the most fraudulent number one seeds in a long, long time. Next on the Morning Brew.
Stafford back on first down, throws a deep one down the right sideline for Odell Beckham Jr. Intercepted by Ambry Thomas. Ambry Thomas takes it away. The 49ers are going to win the game in L.A., and they have won the game. They are going to Dallas, Arlington, Texas next week to end it.
49ers radio, that was some drama as well. I mean, what a couple of drives put together by Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, both at the end of regulation and in overtime. 49ers get in. Same question I'll pose to you. Who do you like coming out of the NFC?
I mean, the NFC's stacked also. I mean, you look at all these, both conferences there. How do you go against the Packers
easily,
right now?
How do I
go against the Packers?
Easily, because the Packers traditionally spit
We're
the bit.
We're going to buy the kneecap off.
They spit the bit. They spit the bit this time of year.
Yeah,
they spit the bit.
That's true. But
I see at least four teams that could come out of the NFC. Whereas it's only two in the AFC, I see at least four. I see Green Bay, I see Tampa, I see the Rams, I see San Francisco. Dallas, I think, is a fraud. Arizona's a fraud.
Rams are a fraud.
Rams are a fraud.
They're a fraud.
Oh.
Cardinals are. I believe more in the 49ers than I do right now in the Rams and the Cardinals. Eagles, no. But Tom Brady and the Bucks, I can't dismiss them.
Nope.
But they're so banged up, I can't pick them. I mean, I hate going with the Packers because they're the number one seed, but they are the most complete team. I'm going with the Packers.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
All right, so we got the national championship game. First of all, are you okay with the idea that it's Georgia and Alabama, or are you kind of like over?
I'm over Bama.
You're over Bama? Are you over the SEC?
No, I mean, they're the two best teams in the country. Then start competing with SEC other conferences. You know, I mean, that's what I would tell you. They're the two best teams. They deserve to be there. And hopefully it's a game like what they had, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, whenever it was in the national championship game.
So who are you picking? The Dogs.
Let's go Dogs.
One of the Dogs.
Who you got?
I got Bama. I just can't go against Alabama in a game like this. Big games, Alabama.
I think it was good Georgia lost in the SEC championship game. I think that it was a wake-up call for them. I think it was good, and I think it helps them in this game, and I think they win it.
All right, we will see. We'll have that game for you on The Fan tonight. Make sure you tune in if you're out and about. That'll do it for The Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Vic Fangio's out. Who will be the next coach of the Denver Broncos? We'll get to your reaction, your hopes and wishes. Also, James Merrillat, Chicken Little Merrillat, who did his best to create panic in the streets of Denver. Thank God George Payton wasn't listening to him. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.